Running with Maverick and Wolfman. Hey guys, we got an interesting episode tonight.
Very interesting, as always.
Remember to
like, share, find us on Instagram, Facebook, big ones, YouTube. Find us on YouTube. Make sure you hit the little bell that tells you when we release great stuff, and make sure you subscribe.
About lemons. Specifically, sweet. What happens when things go wrong.
Sweet, sweet lemonade.
So we're going to give some personal examples about some situations that came up that maybe took away or contributed to us not exercising, running, working out, maybe getting things done the way we had planned. It happens.
Sure does.
So I'm going to start off with, had a little bit of vehicle trouble. Didn't get my run in. Didn't get my deck painted. Project started, not finished. Destination's not met.
Once you finish them, the fun is done, man.
It's the journey. It's the adventure. It's the climb, Miley.
Cyrus? What?
So what happened to you? What's your lemons that were thrown at you?
Oh, what didn't happen? had some car troubles on Friday. Had to walk to some of the patients' houses, so that was fun. then
you had to walk to your patient's house.
Yeah, it was 2 miles from the other patient's house, so I had to walk there and back. And then,
oh man, yeah,
that was fun.
You should have just ran.
I thought about it, and then I thought, you're in these pants, and you're going to be real sweaty, and that's going
to
be uncomfortable.
My physical therapist runs to my house.
Well, I walked, and that was good enough.
That's hilarious.
Then what happened? Then my wife.
So what happened to the car?
Oh, so. You know, user error. I locked my keys in the car.
Oh my gosh. I thought it was like a breakdown. So you just,
no.
You just locked it in there.
Even worse. I locked my keys in the car.
Wow.
Yeah. I haven't done that since I was like,
that's a great story though.
20.
Yeah. That's like, that's like you get your car the first year that happens.
Yeah. Yeah. And I knew like, it's one of those things like, as soon as it happens, you know, right? So like,
oh yeah, yeah.
I did what I always do, and I'm prepping the chart note, and I put my keys down instead of putting them in my pocket. I grab my notebook, I write something down in it, I put it back, I put it on top of my keys, get out of the car, lock the door, close the door, and then I thought, shoot, my keys are in there. No, they're not. Check your pocket. Yeah, they are.
So. Sometimes they like the car won't let you do that, you know, like a safety mechanism or whatever.
Yeah. So I really wondered, because it's a newer car, if it would even have locked. So I checked all the doors. They locked.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Funny story. When we were kids, right, we went to, Dorney Park. Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, so there's the regular theme park, and then there's the like water area.
Yeah.
Well, we went through both on a, like, it was like a rainy day. So I think we primarily did the water park or whatever. And parking lot after, you know, a long day, you're tired, and my uncle can't find his keys, right? So we're like, we gotta go back in and try to find out where these keys are at, right? And so we go back in the park, tell people like we lost the keys, you know, let us know if you find them, whatever. And all of a sudden someone did, like, I guess they used to go through the lazy river and just pick up keys and crap that people would drop, because people would just constantly drop things, I guess, throughout the day. And so they had the keys. So they give them to my dad, right? And my dad's like, I got an idea. So he's telling my uncle, he's like, I got an idea. I'm gonna get us in this car. So my dad wraps the keys up in his hand, like he like wraps a towel around it. So my uncle thinks he's just going to punch the window in, right? So he's like listen, you don't do it. You don't need to do this, right? Worried that my dad's going to like cut his hand up or whatever. And my dad's like, no, I got this. I got this. So he's like trying to like stop my dad from punching the glass. When my dad's just trying to hide the keys and pretend like he magically opened it, you know? And it was hilarious though, because my dad opens it up and my uncle realized he's not punching the window. He's like, I thought you were going to just punch that glass. I thought he had enough. He's punching the glass. The keys are in the car. He's going to break my window. But yeah, we were cracking up laughing because yeah, my dad had the keys. He got them from the guy, like, you know, like whatever, 10 minutes before that.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic though. But my wife, you know, she's good to me. So she eventually made her way to where I was and unlocked the car. And then when I eventually got back to it, it was open and good to go. So, you know.
So I didn't have to walk to a patient's house, but I did have some car trouble and my wife did bail me out too.
Nice. See, they love us.
That's it. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
But then what did you say? You got sick too?
Yeah. So then we both have a cold, which led to pink eye. So yeah, got that, got pink eye. So, you know. Felt pretty bad this morning. Still got my runs in. And, yeah.
I was going to say, you got it all, man.
Oh, I got icing on the cake when the, you got, the cake's ready.
You got enough lemons to make lemonade and then a lemon ring.
I do. I don't know if you have more lemons for your weekend, but I got one more.
What's that?
Then I'm playing catch with my son because he wants to pitch.
Yeah.
And, so I'm like, all right, well, let's warm up a little bit and then we'll, you know, we'll work on just hitting the glove and then we'll start working on some speed and some accuracy. So we got to that point and so I got down in the crouching position, you know, and he throws a couple and then he lets one fly. Boop. Hits me right in the big toe, right on the end. And I thought, oh, that's the worst. I had shoes on. I had shoes on. And,
oh, you did? I figured you had sandals or something.
I mean, I had my Hey Dudes on, but
yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm pretty. It's either severely jammed or it's broken. It's pretty, pretty bruised and swollen right now.
Probably skipped it at least.
Oh, that is. That's fun.
Yeah. I can't say I ever broke a toe, but I did kick a foghorn one time, and that hurts. I'll tell you what. It was like a cold day at soccer.
Let's go back here. How did you kick a foghorn?
All right. So let's go back in time here. So, like, our team was playing. Like, we were a good team, but we weren't having a good day. And it was a cold, you know, cold fall day. I came out of the game. There was not much time left. So the coach subbed me out or whatever, you know, give someone else a chance to play since we weren't going to win this one. And there was a foghorn there. And, you know, people would like blow the foghorn randomly and do stupid stuff, sometimes for a sub, but sometimes just, you know, to be funny. Well, I just booted that sucker. And I caught it right on the toe. It hurt so bad because it was so cold out. And I just railed it and oh my gosh, I was jumping around and I was like, oh my gosh, I might have just broke my foot. But luckily I just busted the toe up pretty good, lost the toenail, you know, wasn't no major impact, but just it hurt for a while. But I was able to keep playing, didn't miss any games or anything. So don't do that, kids. Show some restraint.
Yeah, no kicking foghorns.
Learn from these lessons. Yeah. I honestly didn't. Like, I kind of thought I would catch it on the foot and it would kind of loft. I didn't realize that it would just, it was like kicking a rock, like the way I hit it.
Did it and, move?
It went flying. Oh, it did. It definitely went a distance. But I'm kind of glad that, once again, I'm kind of glad that I didn't hit anybody. Like, luckily I kicked it when no one was around, but like, it was just a dumb idea. It was not a good idea. And I was very fortunate not to break my foot or toe. But that's what your temper will get you.
Yeah, that's true. But,
and luckily, we didn't lose many games.
Well, that's good.
No, I was unusually upset that day. I forget. Like, so it was probably just a team we should have beat, and then people just didn't play well or something happened. Just frustrating, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I hear that. You can only control so much, everybody.
That's it. That's it. So we've got some lemons, making some lemonade out of this thing. Going to work through it. Yeah, just a real busy last few days. A lot going on. A lot of things, you know, unpredictable kind of things happening. A lot of time consuming things. I got on the treadmill a couple times. Had some pretty good runs of the treadmill. Just started off slow. Worked way into it. And just stuff like that. But you know, even it's just one of those days, one of those weeks that. Just you don't get the same kind of workout in that happens. So you just got to come back strong and work on it. And just like anything in life.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if I wasn't trying to do a run streak right now, I would have just taken the last couple of days off, but I got a mile in each day. So streak continues.
Yeah. I don't do the streak.
I figure so I told myself I'm going to streak as long as I can. But if it comes between streaking or staying healthy for the next marathon, I'm going to stay healthy for the next marathon. So if I truly felt I really shouldn't be out there running, I wouldn't have run.
That's a good point. So you're going to do what you need to do.
Right.
Taking care of yourself, but you're also going to try to get your run in. That makes
exactly.
sense.
Exactly.
It's a good idea. Good philosophy.
We'll see how I feel tomorrow. Maybe the streak will end tomorrow.
Well, once again, you got to put yourself, you know, put your health first. So if your foot's broken, you definitely shouldn't be running on it.
Right.
Just one physical therapist to another. I mean, you probably shouldn't run on that. Now, one teammate to another, you should definitely run on that. You should get on there, pad that up and get out there.
So last time we talked about, you know, taking it slow to go fast. And we talked about like running through injuries and you shouldn't run through injuries and stuff. So funny story that I tell people, because, you know, I've been running longer than I've been a physical therapist. Right. So, you know, you've got that certain runner's brain and we all have it. And one time I was running and it was supposed to be a long run. And I think it was supposed to be like 13 to 15 miles or something like that. So I wasn't really in the best consistency at that time. And so it was quite a jump, but I was running and my hip started to bother me, which at the time I was having some issues with IT band stuff. So it was kind of, that's where mine would start. Mine would start at my hip. And I thought, oh man, that's a little bit achy. I should probably stop. And then I didn't, I kept pushing through it. And then my knee started to hurt, but my hip felt okay. So I thought, well, it's down at the knee now, you know, that's kind of where the IT band runs. I should probably really stop, you know, and then my runner brain took over and said, hey man, it went from your hip to your knee. The only other place is your ankle and out. So I kept running and, I pushed through and I did all the 13 or 15 miles or whatever I was supposed to do. I couldn't run for the next 2 or 3 days. So, you know, it doesn't work that way. I should have stopped when I thought I should stop.
It doesn't.
And not pushed through it, but
you're right. Now I've got another lemon I forgot all about.
Oh boy!
So one of my sons had a baseball practice, and my other son and I were playing, you know, working out, doing baseball stuff, speed drills and whatnot. And then he got tired of that, so we decided we were going to run on the track. And I was like, why don't you just run like a straightaway, and I'll time you. And like a 40, basically something like that. Right.
Yeah.
And so he's running it and then he's tired. So then I'm like, okay, I'll run one. You could time me if you want to. So he wanted to do that. So I ran it. And then I was like, well, it's my time. He's like, yeah, like four something. I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to run it faster. Bad idea. Right. So I think I ran like three, maybe the third one. Right. I started trying to, you know, dig a little deeper. My hammy, I could feel it. I was like, this is about to go. So I was like, forget it. And he, like, you know, he's first time time and something like that. So he wasn't getting like exact perfect timing or anything, but I was like, forget it. It's not worth it. So my hammy was bugging me a little bit. So then I was like, oh, I shouldn't push this. Then my hip started bugging me a couple days later. And I was like, man, you know, like I got the treadmill up to 10.0. And then my hip is bothering me the next day. It's like, I shouldn't have done that. Shouldn't have pushed that 10 point. I wanted to see how fast it could go. Shouldn't have done that. Should have just left it at like 8 or 9. And I did. And then I'm like, my hip was bugging me for a day, but same thing. It's just another couple lemons add on there. Just that kind of week, you know, it happens.
Yeah, it does.
But yeah, you gotta be smart about this stuff. And if you get setbacks, you got to come back in. You know, I've been asked before, what if this happens? What if that happens? And I'm like, you just keep going. Just like when you get sick, you know, the sickness might set you back a little bit. Get back in there. You got to get back in there.
Yeah.
I'll give an example with school. If you miss a day of school, you don't just miss the rest of the year. You don't just go, well, you know, I missed 3 days in the middle of December. I'm just not going to go anymore. No, you get back. You go back the next week or that week, get back in there and you learn some more and you learn some more. You study, you know, you develop. Same thing with running. You're going to get back in there, do some more. Maybe on those off days, maybe you learn a little bit more, you know, through your reading or YouTube videos and catch up on some of that stuff, like maybe some drills, some stretches, maybe something that helps you get your injury worked out so it's not going to come back and get you again. Plenty of things to work on.
Always, always things you could work on. Good deal.
So that is tonight's lesson, or today's lesson, I should say, is to take the lemons, make some lemonade. Not every run is a PR. Not every workout's a good workout. Not every long run's a great long run.
No.
Sometimes you're just not in the zone. You're just not there. You're just going to make some lemonade.
Exactly. But get out there when you can. That's the big thing.
And if you lock your keys in the car, call your wife. If your vehicle breaks down, call your wife.
Yep.
That's our advice to ourselves.
Yeah, always. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, thank you to the wives for helping us out with that stuff. All right.
Indeed. I would have been, I would have gotten home eventually. It would have just taken many hours.
Yeah, you just would have ran a marathon or ultra.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. We're going to end it on that note, guys. Lemons make lemonade. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching on YouTube. We appreciate it. Keep sending in the questions. We didn't get to them tonight. We will get to them a different day. Really appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for all the comments.
Like, share, follow. Send us your emails Send us your emails, comments, questions, whatever they are. Running with Maverick and Wolfman at yahoo.com. It'll be below somewhere.
Thanks for listening. Maverick and Wolfman, running out.